Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Since July 4th is just around the corner, today we thought we'd take a look at fireworks. Sure, they're beautiful when they explode, but what do they do to our air quality? We had Sarah Kramer and Shane Toomey from our Possibly team look into this.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
So should I be worried about the impacts of all of the fireworks displays this year?
Let's take a step back first. A lot of what makes some people worry about the effects of fireworks is actually what makes them so beautiful.
It's true. Within every firework, there are these little balls of chemicals, mostly made of metals. When these metals are exposed to fire, they explode in bright colors and even cause special effects like sizzling or strobing.
To explode a firework, you light a small fuse, which sets off a chain reaction that shoots the firework up into the air.
Once the firework reaches its peak height, another fuse sets off the small balls of chemicals within the center, and boom!
You get a dazzling firework explosion.
That sounds awesome! But what happens after the fireworks show?
After a firework explodes, metals that were inside shoot all around in tiny little pieces called particulate matter. That's the black smoke you see after a firework explodes.
These particulates travel with wind and rain until they eventually fall back to the ground.
Are these little particles dangerous?
We spoke to Professor Meredith Hastings to find out. She's a professor at the Brown Institute for Environment and Society.
And I lead a project called Breathe Providence that's dedicated to understanding air quality across the city.
Meredith says particulate matter doesn't just come from fireworks. They're created anytime something combusts.
So that includes vehicles, it includes power plants, you know, any transportation sources that use oil or gas. Coal combustion is a really big source of particulate matter in our country.
And these tiny particles can have significant impacts on our health.
Because those particles can actually end up in our lungs, and tiny, tiny particles can end up in our bloodstream, and those directly affect both respiratory and cardiovascular health.
But particulate matter also makes a big impact while it's still up in the air. Particulates can block sunlight from reaching the ground, creating haze. This makes it harder to see and harder for plants to absorb the sunlight they need to grow.
How does the effect of fireworks shows compare to those other sources of particulate matter?
Meredith has actually looked into that.
Okay, so just to give you a feeling for and to put some actual numbers on your question.
In 2023, her team compared the particulate matter in the air on a typical day in Providence to firework days and found that the particulate matter just about tripled on nights with fireworks.
Triple? That sounds pretty bad.
You would think so, but they also looked at particulate matter from the wildfires that happened that summer.
Meredith says for the brief amount of time the fireworks explode, they load more particulates in the air.
But they don't last very long. And so they're much more of like a specific, almost like plume event, you know, compared to wildfires or transportation or sources like that are continuously going for longer than fireworks.
So does that mean we don't need to worry too much about the effects of fireworks shows?
Yes and no.
In communities where haze is already a big issue, drone shows might be a good alternative. And if you have respiratory issues, maybe watch firework shows from a distance. Otherwise, it's not a big deal.
Great. Thanks, Sarah and Shane. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Ocean State Media, and WBRU.